I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
I went down to the fishing hole, and I sat down with my fishing pole. Something grabbed my hook, and it got my bait, and jerked me out into the middle of the lake. Some jump.
Fishing. If there's anything more intimately associated with northern Minnesota, I don't know what it would be. The mid-May fishing opener is not an official holiday, but it may as well be. It's bound in ritual and is a cause for celebration to many. With this reverence for fishing, it should be no surprise that there is a Minnesota Fishing Museum. It's located in the central Minnesota town of Little Falls on Highway 27, just a few blocks west of the Mississippi River. Now, I'd driven by it many times in my travels, but I'd never stopped until today. As I entered the museum, there was a deck-like walkway which led to the admission counter, which was itself built from the side of a wooden Larson boat. I talked with the museum director to find out what they had to offer.
My name is Brenda Perlowski. I'm the executive director for the Minnesota Fishing Museum and Hall of Fame. You know what? We are actually a wonderful treasure that's kind of hidden in the central part of Minnesota. We're loaded with about 10,000 different fishing artifacts. We have 98 motors on the floor. Our earliest motor is a 1902, which is kind of neat that it is, believed to be only one of seven or eight left in the world. So it's kind of fun that we have it. We have an aquarium. We have replicas of the Minnesota state record fish and just tons of stuff to look at. The museum has been here since 1998. Our founder, Al Barron, actually was going to become a big-time collector, and he decided to take a bunch of his lures into an appraiser down in St. Cloud. Actually, he had six of them, and he pushed five of them away, and the gentleman held on to the 1912 Surferino, kind of looked at it, and basically offered Al $3 for that lure. And Al had looked it up in the Carl White book, and he knew at that time it was worth between $75 and $100. And so he was kind of offended that somebody would basically offer him $3. And so he went home and told his wife, Jean, he goes, that's it. I'm going to start the Minnesota Fishing Museum. And he did. And so he got his good friend Maury Savi to jump on board. They started going around asking for donations. And what is neat about our museum is that everything that's in the museum has been donated to us. We have not purchased anything. We're kind of proud, and I like to say, you know, without people coming in and donating such great items, we wouldn't be here. Well, our goal is to have at least 10,000 people come through the door. We're probably about 7,000 right now. Some of that is because of location. Some is because of parking. We are we have a fairly small parking lot. It's kind of hard to bring your boat and RV and park in our parking lot. So that's a disadvantage for us. But we're working on that since we are trying to fundraise for a new building. We are a 501c3, and so we do have a board of 12 board members. It is hard to, you know, keep a museum doors open with just $5 admission. And so we do have, you know, gift shop sales, and we do fundraisers, and we have donations. And we also are part of charitable gambling. And our newest venture actually coming up very soon, June 5th or so, we'll be opening up Granite City Bingo, which is in St. Cloud, so we'll have a bingo hall as well.
I asked Brenda what she thought the favorite exhibits were in the museum for the visitors, and also what her favorite exhibit was.
If you're a fisherman and you've been out, you know, fishing for quite a while, I think their favorite part is to look at the replicas of the Minnesota state record fish and kind of compare what they've caught versus to what's on the wall. Everybody wants the big one. I actually have a favorite boat. I do like the 1949 memory boat. It was actually Maine here in Little Falls. It was a Larson boat, and in 1949 they burned to the ground and they lost everything, so all the plans, all the forms, and the boat was built by the guys that worked there from memory. So that's probably my favorite boat.
I asked what she thought was going to be in the future of the museum.
Well, the museum actually, the Hall of Fame merged with the museum in September of 2013. And since that time, we've been trying to figure out a plan of how we can actually be together under one roof. And so we actually purchased some land here in Little Falls probably 2 years ago. So now we're in the process of trying to fundraise and just make some plans and try to get that to light. And we'd love to see a new building where we can have a few more up-to-date modern displays and just have more hands-on and more interactive displays.
After our talk, I spent some time going through the museum. It was larger than it looked from the outside. There were exhibits on just about every aspect of fishing in Minnesota, from the fishing pros to the Snoopy rod and pocket fishermen on display. Many of the exhibits brought back fond memories of time spent on the water and the big ones that got away.
I was fishing down on the muddy bank and I felt a pull and I give a big yank and I hauled out a pair of muddy boots, a Ford Radiator and a Chevrolet Coupe.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier and this is Close to Home.
Defense. Sitting in the boat with a bucket of beer, and I hadn't caught nothing, but I didn't much care, and I guess I was pretty well satisfied. Had a little woman right by my side, taking it easy. Worm been gone off of that hook just about an hour. I was busy.